finish that inventory? I'm supposed to meet the insurance adjuster in an hour.
Yep, I'm done. Here's what I left in the fire.
Everything.
Yep. And about sums her up.
Helen, you gotta be more specific than everything. You might want to take this just a little more seriously, my friend.
Well, Joe, how can I remember everything I owned?
Well, they say what you're supposed to do is take pictures of all your possessions, save them with the receipts, write down the serial numbers, and store them in a strong box able to withstand 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, right, Joe. Like any sane person would do that.
I know what you're thinking.
Oh, I don't think you do.
What if something happens to the box, Joe? Well, I will have you know that I've uploaded all of that information onto the internet, so if the world blows up tomorrow, I can prove that I had a Flobee.
Now, guess what I'm thinking.
Good morning, Antonio. Would you like some coffee?
What's the point, Faye?
Well, I know it's not for everybody, but it certainly gives me a buzz.
No. I meant... I can't go on like this. I have a dead-end job, no relationship. My life is hopeless. There's only one thing I can do.
Oh, no, don't do it, Antonio. There must be other options.
I wish there were, but I have no choice. I'm going back to Edna.
Oh, no! Not the big-faced girl! Oh, but how do you know she's not involved with someone else?
Faye.
Oh, yeah. Are you sure you want to do this?
Want has nothing to do with it. She is my fate. But you know what? Now that I have accepted my destiny, I feel oddly at peace. I better go. It's time to face the face.
Oh, Brian, got a minute?
A minute? Well, that's pushing it, but I'm game.
What? No, I didn't mean that. What are we doing?
Well, right now, nothing. I've just wasted 15 seconds. There goes cuddling.
No. What's going on between us?
Oh. Sex.
I mean, is that all you would call it?
No. Frequent, loveless, self-destructive sex.
Exactly. We're completely out of control. We are no better than animals.
We certainly are. Animals can't operate video equipment. All right, what do you want to do then?
Well, maybe we should see if we've got more going for us than just sex.
Oh, jeez, you're going to ruin it now.
Well, what do you think about maybe possibly going out sometime?
What, you mean like on a date?
Well, yeah.
What the hell? It's not gonna kill me. All right, we'll grab a burger later.
No, you have to take me out for a nice dinner. And that means ordering from a waiter, not talking into the face of a clown. Much like I'm doing now.
Okay, Casey, you're right. Sorry. Casey, if you're free tonight, would you care to join me for dinner?
Yes, Brian, I would love to.
Okay, great. How about 8 o'clock, huh? Or better yet, I'll meet you 10 minutes early. We can tear one off before dinner.
Oh, Joe, you're here. Good. The man from the insurance company is waiting in your office.
Oh, great. Thanks, Faye. All right, Helen, let's go over our strategy one more time. When he asks about receipts, what do you say?
That I kept detailed records, but unfortunately they were destroyed in the fire.
Right, if that doesn't work...
My kitty ran away and I burst into tears.
Good. Okay. Now, let me see that lower lip quiver one more time. You call that crying? I am telling you, one tear is going to be the difference between original cost and replacement value.
Trying to squeeze a little money out of your insurance company, huh? Well, I got a little shortcut you might be interested in. Feast your eyes on these babies.
What are these?
Receipts. Some people collect stamps, some do needlepoint. I counterfeit my own receipts. This one is for a video camera. Notice the craftsmanship. The subtle aging around the edges. I do my own distressing. So, what do you want? I got Walkmans, I got Watchmans, I got Discmans, I got washers, I got dryers.
You got big screens?
I got big screens, I got Mitsubishi, I got Toshiba.
You got Sony? I need Sony.
Sony I got!
I was just browsing.
Come on, let's get this thing over with.
All right, now just stay cool, follow my lead, and remember, these guys are ruthless. I'll stiff you just as soon as look at you.
Phil!
Surprise!
Hey,
Alan, look.
Hey.
Our old friend Phil is handling our insurance claim. Isn't that great?
Great, it's fantastic.
Oh, boy, hey. Phil, we are sure lucky you showed up.
Oh, hey, it is always great to see friends. Okay. Let's get down to business.
Okay, here's my inventory list.
Where are your receipts?
Hmm?
Receipts.
Actually, Helen just wrote down the estimated value of each item.
Okay, let's see what you got here. $300 for a cameo pin.
Yeah, well, it's an antique that's been in my family for generations.
Got a receipt?
Well, my grandmother gave it to me on her deathbed.
No receipt. $30. Moving on.
Phil, did I mention to you that my kitty ran away? And he was so beautiful, and I loved him so much, and he had the cutest little smushed-in face.
Got a receipt? Right. You want what for a color television? $100.
Oh, come on, Phil. We watched the Super Bowl on that TV. It was a great TV. Remember you got so excited I had to Heimlich that cheese puff out of your windpipe? I saved your life.
Too bad you didn't save your receipts.
Found a receipt for my laser disc player.
Oh, really? Boy, that's great. And I bet there's plenty more where that came from.
You betcha'em.
That's odd. The name of the store isn't on this. Where'd you buy it?
I got it at Laser Discs and Stuff.
I never heard of that store. Where is it?
It's, you know, filled down by the hardware store. Knobs and things.
Ever heard of insurance fraud and stuff? Look, this is just a preliminary estimate, but based on the minimum allowance for contents and our previous appraisal of your house, there is no way we're going to be able to do better than this. Hey, it has been great seeing you two again. It really, really, really has. I gotta run, but let's get together again real soon. Okay? Bye, kids.
You believe that guy? Should have left that cheese puff in his throat.
Now, wait, Joe. Before we look at this, let's remember, money is not important. What's important is that you and I are together.
Yeah, right. Right. A little carried away before. Whatever it is, we'll get through it together.
Yeah, of course we will.
We're rich! We're rich! Cha-ching! Cha-ching!
Lovely evening last night.
No, I want to thank you!
Hey, I tried, okay? At least I picked out an elegant French restaurant for us.
Oh, yeah. Chez Pape de Wazoo.
Well, I'm sorry it wasn't as classy as your choice. Toby's House of Wieners.
Hey, you watch what you say about Toby. He named a bratwurst after me.
Let's face it, this is a total waste of time. We have absolutely nothing in common.
Less than nothing.
Yeah, and if we have nothing in common, we can't date.
Hmm. There's a tragedy.
And if we can't date, we certainly cannot sleep together anymore.
Hey, that's just crazy talk. Come on, there's got to be something we have in common. Think.
Okay. Well, I know. Romantic walks on moonlit beaches.
Forget it. Last time I was on one, some guy stole my pants. Okay, I got it. Disneyland, huh? Everybody loves Disneyland.
Not me.
Oh, come on, what's not to like about Disneyland?
I recently had a recovered memory about Jiminy Cricket.
Hey, I have Tinkerbell issues. But I don't let it ruin the whole park for me.
Oh, Antonio. I have a message for you. Edna called and said she had the most wonderfully romantic evening last night. Goodness, what did you two do?
We heated up the leftovers, and then she watched while I paid bills.
Well, I've heard of low-maintenance girlfriends, but wow.
You should see how her big face lights up when she sees me. It's like looking into the sun.
Well, I'm glad it's going so well.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, well, starting to get dark. Soon it will be time to pick up Edna.
There, Faye. Isn't it a great day? Ah, it's just one of those days when everything feels right with the world.
Oh, yeah, I heard you scored a fat insurance check.
Oh, maybe that's it.
So, I know the feeling. I got a beaut after each of my Georges died. Of course, nothing could make up for the loss, but all those zeros sure take the edge off.
Yes, they do. Ah, oh, well, but I mean, we're still going to try to be smart with this money. After all, we have to rebuild a house.
Well, yeah, and by the way, where is Helen? I haven't seen her all day.
She went to Boston this morning. She's going to replace a few things she lost in the fire.
Oh, yeah, she's on that initial high you get when you receive a hefty settlement. when I got my first one, I ran right out and bought a mink coat. Of course, I had to hawk it a week later when I found out George hadn't paid taxes since 1963. Hot enough for you down there, George?
Well, Helen!
I paid you extra, and I want it here today. Okay, now that's better. Oh, good news, Joe. The Shetland pony will be here in an hour.
Shetland pony? Helen, I think we were just going to get a few necessities.
Oh, I did.
What, a canoe? A giant gumball machine? A piano? We don't even play the piano.
You don't have to. Listen.
That you are throwing away our insurance money on all this useless stuff.
You know what your problem is? You need to relax. Sit down in this massage chair.
Helen, I'm serious. You're being so irresponsible. I don't know what's gotten into... Oh,